And is it possible for me to record an audio even if the workmen are banging in the background? Well, of course it's possible. It's not perfect. And waiting for perfect is crazy making. And I know you do this. I'm sharing it with you because, A, I'm nutty and I'd like company to not, you know, to show that I'm not as nutty as I think I am. But also because I think we share this. And it came to me, I'm going to talk more about the London meetup in a couple of, you know, in the next couple of podcasts. But one of the conversations that we had sitting around this big table in the bakery was, oh, do you like to control things? Oh, yeah, I like to control things. Oh, yeah, do you like make your husband crazy? Oh, yeah, I make my husband crazy. And one of the people that I spoke with said that she would make lists of ways to do things, but then get so excited and overwhelmed by the list that we don't actually do the thing. And of course, every, you know, you have to know how to go, oh, yeah, 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 I've done that. Oh, yeah, I've done that too. I've spent so many hours online planning, researching a couch, instead of just going to a furniture store, picking out the best of the worst couches, and bringing it home. Because here's the reality. What's the goal of a couch? Having a place to sit that's relaxing. You want it to not be hideous. I understand. You're on a fixed budget. So am I. I understand. But a couch really and truly is going to last 7, 8, 9 years max. Depending on how many kids you have in your home, it might only last 5. It is not a permanent piece of your life for the next 60 years. It's a temporary... Oh, God, maybe this is it. Is this the point of this audio? It's all a temporary piece. I'm not saying, you know, settle for third and fifth best. I'm saying that waiting for perfection means that nothing gets done, and that having a 70% good enough is oftentimes much preferable. And I know as soon as I say that, you're like, well, of course it is. Of course it is, except in my situation where I have to do this, in which case my situation has to be perfect. But I understand you should just buy a couch. Look, you haven't had a couch for... You've been in that apartment for 9, 10 weeks. You have no couch. You have nowhere to sit. You just need to go buy a couch. And then we look at our storage unit full of things that we're paying monthly to store things. And we think, oh, I can't get rid of that. Oh, I have to save that. I might need that for later. Oh, I can't do that right now. I don't have the time to do it properly, so I'm not even going to start. I don't have the time to do it properly, so I'm not even going to start. If that's not a metaphor for sobriety, I don't know what is. Because you don't have to know what you're doing, you just have to start. When you try to get sober, you don't have to know what's happening next. In fact, you can't know what's happening next. You just have to start. Because you figure things out in motion. And the standing around waiting to have all the information before we begin, isn't it interesting how, to me, when I'm talking about sobriety, it's abundantly clear that you...